Welcome to Tea and Spirituality. My name is Caroline Faulkner and I am here with
Diana Dokmanovic.
We're really pleased to be here. So today Diana had an idea that we ought to talk about Aries because this is a really rare time and there are so many planets in the signs of Aries that we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't discuss them somewhat.
I'm very excited.
So, yeah, so we have, before the end of April, there will be seven planets in the sign of Aries. You can call them stars if you like, because they're not all technically planets, but let's not go into that. The one I'll focus on the most is Mars. And Mars has just moved into Aries. And Mars is the represents our energy, our drive, our ambition, our career. But it also sometimes triggers fights, and it's the ruler of Aries. So it's a double whammy. So how have you been finding this?
It's so hilarious. I literally had a discussion yesterday. I would say that over the last 2 weeks, I don't know whether it's been a build-up, and it's definitely heating up now. I've had so many, let's say, conversations where either I've instigated and said to someone, well, how did I make you feel about that? And then they have come to me with saying, well, actually, this is how you made me feel. And it's been quite like, you know, usually I think with other energies, it might be a little bit more tactile. But with Aries, I feel like every conversations that I've had off late in the last 2 weeks, especially this week, it's been very much like, this is how you made me feel, but it's been resolved.
Oh, that's good.
It feels like the resentment that maybe I have held or the other person may have held, and this is in business, this is in personal, this is across the board I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's just been head on and fast resolution, moving on.
Which is indicative. I think it was the 9th that Mars moved into Aries, but bear in mind we have Neptune in Aries, which wherever Neptune is in either the sky or in your chart, it represents things being dissolved. And Aries is sometimes, wars. Maybe we'll talk about that later, maybe we won't. But it's also, it dissolves wars, because Scorpio and Taurus are more about grudge holding, whereas Aries is about sort of, when you think about it, when you light a match, it's almost like the spark and the fire lasts for a couple of seconds and then it dies out.
I literally feel that's been the conclusion of these conversations.
Yeah, I think Aries is a phenomenally powerful energy for resolving things, I feel, mm-hmm. because it's almost like that anger moves to find resolutions. Mm-hmm. So it usually starts off with anger, either aggression or passive aggression, and then it moves to find resolutions. But Aries is also one of the braver signs. So, irrespective of what sign we are, we all have the capacity to dial into the courage of Aries mm-hmm. and tackle things that maybe have been beneath the surface or hidden from view or causing some toxicity in relationships. Because things, when they're beneath the surface, they tend to fester like wounds and they cause poison. And I'm a big fan of purifying things. So in a way, whilst Aries can sometimes be extremely uncomfortable, it helps to resolve things.
Another part that I've kind of been seeing people talk about is some people are kind of emphasizing a lot on, oh, it's seven planets in Aries next week, hide, like, you know, whatever, whatever. Whereas other people are like, hold on, no, don't hide. This is the perfect time for you to actually launch something, take a step forward, go into like the next phase, because there is no better fruitful
ground to bring things to fruition
to do it than this time. So what's your perspective? Should you be hiding or should you be out there trying to do
things? You know me quite well. You've known me for quite a few years. What would you think?
I think you're like, let's go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whatever it be, let's go.
Exactly. So in terms of this, the thing about the astrology of late is that things have become quite sensationalized. And we have a new moon on the 17th in the sign of Aries. And new moons are great for planting seeds or getting things moving and for starting and launching things. And they're great for fresh starts and new beginnings. So that's on the 17th, which is fantastic. But in terms of hiding, if we had seven planets in the sign of Scorpio, I might say hide, because Scorpio can sometimes bite, whereas Aries is about action. And I feel like action is a really good thing. However, we have to make sure that we're not hotheads and we don't sort of activate things that we're not ready for, number one. And also we need to make sure that we're not being too reactive. So I'd say that's one of the main warnings I have, is just don't be reactive. Slow down, pause, think before you speak. Because if you say something in haste or in anger, you could regret that later on. I think that's really important. I think on the world stage, I'm a little more concerned because everything being in Aries, it's really rare. We haven't had, you know, talk about seven planets in Aries, you know, it's a bit sensationalist because the moon only stays in a sign for 2.5 days. So, you know, although a lot can happen in 2.5 days.
Yeah, a lot can happen.
Under the umbrella of Aries, that's for sure. I would say that I'm slightly concerned about the world stage and all the international disputes and the wars that are going on. However, I'm still a fan of keeping our vibrations as high as we possibly can and pumping those out there. You know, there are a lot of very clever people that are trying their best to help to strategize solutions. I know that there are sort of there's a lot of fanaticism out there as well, but there are also a lot of very clever people moving to resolve these situations or remove people in power that have lost the plot somewhat.
Well, I'm a bit concerned because we're filming this on Sunday, right? Is it the 11th today?
It's the 12th.
The 12th, and I've just woken up to news that a deal has not been formed. And we're back at square one in the Middle East. So I'm like, oh, great. Now there's no deal and we're going into seven planets in Aries.
Yes, we are going into seven planets in Aries. And I agree.
On that front, I'm like, oh, shizen. Yeah. Whereas on a personal front, I'm like, let's go. So it's kind of like conflicting.
I hear you. I think, but the thing is, I think the deciding factor is Uranus, the Great Awakener, is moving into the sign of Gemini from Taurus. And I talked about this. Do you remember when I did the launch of Your Stars at Sketch? Mm. And I was talking about this Uranus moving into Taurus, which happened in 2019, indicating the rise of fascism. Mm-hmm. So Uranus has been in Taurus on and off pretty much since then. Mm-hmm. And it moves into the sign of Gemini on the 27th of April. Mm-hmm. And the last time that happened was when intelligence was used to win the World War II. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I sound a little bit sort of optimistic here, but I still think that intelligence and communication and information are going to help us to this. It's almost like on the global stage at the moment, it's like a big chess piece and you've got all these wannabe kings that are being hopefully outmaneuvered in terms of, you know, laws and intelligence, very clever people and strategy. So I have my fingers and toes crossed that we're going to find some resolutions for this situation. Also, one of these big lunatics, in the one in the US, has Uranus in Gemini in his chart. And Uranus in Gemini moves in on April the 27th. And it can sometimes trigger, if one doesn't have a stable mind, and you can see when people don't have stable minds just by the information and content that they're putting out there and how erratic it is, Uranus can cause insanity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's see.
Let's see how it plays out.
Let's see how it plays out. I mean, the one thing that we can do and it probably sounds, again, a little optimistic, but I think I really believe in the power of prayer. You know, rather than us just saying, oh, please universe, or please God, or please Jesus, or please Buddha, or please whoever, can I have a new car, or can you sort my do you know mm-hmm. you know,
it's materialistic.
Like materialistic things. Let's sort of pray for world peace, because mm-hmm. I think it's really important. You know, I was speaking to my godmother earlier on, and she was saying she uses oil for, you know, she lives in the middle of nowhere, and she uses oil to for as her energy supply, and it's just doubled, and she's struggling, and ordinary people are struggling. And I sometimes think that what we need to do is keep our vibrations really high, number one, but number two, we need to pray. I think this is really key.
Yeah, because on the world stage, we can't do anything about the kings and everything else. No. But on an individual point, we can just raise our individual vibrations, which will then raise
the vibrations of humanity.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's really important. And also, I think one of the points here is to be brave and to speak up about things, because, you know, in a way, we are complicit if we're silent. And so I think speaking up about things is really good, but then we have to educate ourselves and find out the facts before.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially me.
Well, you know, me too. I have North Node in Sagittarius. You are Sagittarius. Sagittarius gone wrong is having an opinion on things we know nothing about.
All right, I just wanted to go back to, like, I think most of our listeners at the moment will be the kind of people that can't make a change on the chessboard. So what would you say is kind of like, how can people use or work with, is a better word, work with the energies of next week to do stuff?
Okay, so Aries, I would say it's really important for them to get moving and take action and to dial into their ruling planet, and also, which is Mars, to take action, and where they've been afraid to do things, to be courageous and to be brave. I'll see if I can go through all of them really quickly, shall I?
You can, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try. And then, so for Taurus is not necessarily comfortable interacting with the energy of Aries very much. So I would say for them, they have to pull themselves out of cycles where they have been stuck, and really address any patterns in their lives that are not helpful. For Gemini, you've got a major shift coming at the moment. Not only have you got Aries working with you in your sign, which is a fire sign, you've also got Uranus, the Great Awakener, moving into Gemini. So I would say for Geminis, it's really imperative that they learn how to steady their minds either with yoga or meditation, because everything's going to be really fast for them. I think for Sansa, I think for them, they need to step out of their bubbles and start interacting with the world more, because I think that they've been in hermit mode and now it's time for them to step out of that. I don't know if do you know any
yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah, and I keep on telling them, just do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop pondering on it. Stop trying to make it perfect. Do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then for Leos, you've got an amazing shift coming in June. That's Jupiter, the ruler of the optimistic Sagittarians, moving into the sign of Leo, which is a once in a 12-year cycle. So this is really good for you, because it's been a tough time for Leos. For Virgos, I think that your organizational skills are really imperative at the moment, because Aries can sometimes cause anxiety for Virgos. Virgos are ruled by Mercury, and Mercury is always moving, and it moves into the sign of Aries. Everything is always moving, but what I'm saying is it's a fast moving planet. So to counteract anxiety, it's about being in the moment, staying present, and also being as organized as you possibly can. Do as much as you possibly can and then let go. And then we have Libra. So for Libra, it's about their expectations. I would say that them interacting with the sign of Aries is going to be like a vacuum cleaner or a leaf blower blowing through the cobwebs, which is a fantastic thing. I think that it's quite an optimistic and positive time for Libra as such, even though they've got so many planets opposing their sign, because Aries is opposite Libra. This is a time for major monumental change for Libra. Then we have Scorpio. So for Scorpios, I don't know who needs to hear this, but for Scorpios, this is about letting go of grudges. Letting go of grudges and basically moving on and forgiving. They're never going to forget, so there's no point saying it. But forgiving people who may have wronged them, and forgiving themselves as well, and having the courage to sort of stand up for themselves and for their beliefs, but doing it in a really loving and compassionate way. For Sagittarius, it's been quite an emo year, actually, in many ways, because it's all been about home, family, security, because your ruling planet it's been in the sign of Cancer, so June is good for you, but anything in fire signs is actually good, because it pushes you to take action, whereas you might have been a little bit stuck in the past, because Cancer is always can sometimes keep things stuck somewhat. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
And then we're nearly there, and then we'll end this.
No, we'll love it. They're loving it, I'm telling you.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Comment below and let us know.
Everyone's waiting for their sign. Go on, Capricorn.
And then, so for Capricorn, your ruling planet is Saturn, and Saturn's just moved into Aries. So this is an immense opportunity for you to actually move on from anything that you perceive as a failure, and move into some things that you have been successful for. The one bit of advice I would give to Capricorn is it's quite important for you to recognize all of the successful things you have done, as opposed to dwelling on the failures in your life, so to speak. So whatever you've been successful with, because nature loves it when you're sort of grateful, and we work with the law of gratitude. So for Aquarius, well, Aquarius and Aries have a really karmic connection. So this is about purifying karma for Aquarians. Mm. So this is about karma, cause and effect, realizing the patterns in our lives, and you know what we've sort of done to get ourselves into the positions that we're in, and also recognizing where we can time jump, you know, like timeline shifts, you know, that's important on that level. And then we have Pisces. Well, Pisces, you're the ones that are really celebrating at the moment, because you've been under the cosh of Pisces for the last 2.5 years, and it's just shifted into Aries. So it's about taking decisive action for you as well, but watch your tempers, because you know, lots of people think, oh, you know, Pisces is so gentle, and you know, it's not actually the case.
Well,
they
can be quite reactive.
They can be quite reactive, and also they can sometimes cause their ruling planet is Neptune, and Neptune has just moved into the sign of Aries, and Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is the god of war, so to speak. So make sure it's a war on the old you, and not a war on anyone around you.
Oh, Pisces, I know quite a few.
We do love them.
That was great. I hope you guys enjoyed that and took notes. It's very important.
Do you think so? Yeah. So on that note, we wish you a wonderful week. Rest of your day, rest of your week, and we'll see you again soon. Take care.
Bye.